Okay, is this one on? The lights are on. Somebody's home. All right. And then conclusion. We talked about a part of your role, dads, is to represent God to your children. What they know about God comes from you, one way or the other. I'm going to end on that thought in a couple of minutes, so keep that one in mind. But represent him. You know, you're to be like he is to them. Are you available? Is God available? You bet. Are you available? Are you available? I started off not very good in sports. You know, when you're a little kid, like in the fourth grade, that's important. All the other little boys judge you by how good you are in baseball or football or basketball, right? Okay? That's how they judge each other. But I played Little League for a couple of years and Babe Ruth League for 3 years in high school, cross country and track for a couple of years. My dad never missed one game. You know how much that meant to me as I was growing up? I knew that he would be there. When I dropped the ball, never criticized me, ever. When I caught the ball, he praised me. Okay? He praised me. Are you available, dads, to your kids? Because when they make that touchdown, what do? They look up and see if you're watching. Did you see me? Did you see me? It's important for you to be there. Be available to them. Anytime they need you, you need to be there. Pray with them. Pray with them. Pray for them. Praise with them. Do they see you worship? Do they see their dad worship God? You know, what do they see? What do they see? Paul, in Romans chapter 4, talks about this concept that Abraham is our father to both Jew and Gentile in a unique way, to those who walk in his steps. Some of you are children of Abraham by blood, others by faith. It doesn't really matter. But we're to teach our children their heritage, whatever that may be. Now, if you were to ask your children, who are their heroes? Do they say Abraham? Do they say David? Or do they, you know, these superheroes, whoever they are, I don't know who they are, is that who they say? Why don't they say David? I hope they do. Or why don't they say, you know, my hero is Yeshua? Okay, do they see that your hero is Yeshua? It can be. We're to teach them to walk as Abraham walked. How did Abraham walk? How did Abraham walk? What does Romans say about that? As Paul teaches, he said, Abraham walked by faith. He was a man of faith. Are you a man of faith? What did the Bible call Abraham? A friend of God. What a role model that is. Do your kids see you as a friend of God? Is God your friend? Are you his friend? Do they hear you talking to him? Spend time with him? Do you have a devotional time? Do they know that? Be a role model, dads. The way that you treat your father and mother will be the way your children treat you. Okay? Know that. Men, the way that you treat your mother and wife will be the way your son will treat his mother and wife. How you doing? How you doing? Are you a role model? Do your kids say, I want to be a man just like my dad? Do they say that? And then do they add, he doesn't go to synagogue. He doesn't read his Bible. He doesn't pray. Why do I have to? Or they say, you know what? God is first in his life. He never misses congregation. He prays all the time. He studies his Bible. And he prays with me. And I want to be just like my dad when I grow up. And he loves my mom. How you doing, dads? Or do you pray as the Mekki family can pray? Honestly, and say, God, help me to be the man my dad was. That's what I want to be like. He was a godly man. Which is it? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that the men of this congregation would make the necessary course corrections right now and be the role model, the godly man, the example of a husband and father and leader in the home. That when all is said and done, literally, as we remember Lauren today, we can look back and say, I wouldn't have done it any different. That man is the model for my children, for my grandchildren. He loved God, he loved me, and we knew it. Lord, teach us to be a biblical father and role model to our families and to others. That when our children grow up, they will honestly say, I want to be just like my dad. Because he loves my mom and he loves God. Teach us, I pray, to be godly men. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Let's all stand.